Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, the first Democratic presidential debate was last night, 11 hours long last night. Okay, it was only 6 hours. All right, it was only two, but it seemed like 11 hours. The message for the night was, in my opinion, a cold message. We all hate Trump. He's a bad guy. He advocates hate. He hates children. He hates women. He hates all who aren't non-white. He hates Russia. He loves Russia. He hates trade. He loves rich people. He just hates. We hate rich people. We want to give all the Americans free health care. Health care costs are too high. We must put insurance businesses out of business. We will tax corporations and the rich people that we hate. Free, free, free. You have a right to free stuff, but they failed to give us the article and section and verse that is where that is in the Constitution, that you deserve free health care and free education and free everything. I got a kick out of this one. This one was from Governor Inslee, because we have talked about the wind turbines, and there has been quite a bit in the news lately about the wind turbines. Wind turbines will save the world. Apparently, they will cool your homes, run your automobiles, heat your homes. Only problem is, they don't realize they need coal and steel to build those bird-killing turbines. The wind turbines is what I'm talking about. And Lizzie Warren, you know, we need industrial policies. We need to do better with our industrial policies. And that means, a.k.a., more restrictions on American industries. We need to fight for our children. This was Elizabeth Warren again about gun control. And she would stop short on certain things because she's ahead and she doesn't want to lose any points in the polls. So she would stop short. But regarding gun control, it's about our children, and it is about our children. But apparently, if you have a gun, you hate children. And we will not hurt hunters, right? We won't hurt the hunters' rights. We don't want to do that. It's okay if hunters have a gun. Warren, Booker, Klobuchar, Inslee, Castro, O'Rourke. He looked a little uncomfortable because he didn't have a table to stand on. De Blasio was the loudest and the rudest. He made New York great again, you know, in his eyes. All the candidates last night. Backed AOC's trillions of dollars, $93 trillion, economic transformation of the U.S. and so-called Green New Deal. They are all for that. And they said it's important as fighting Nazis in World War II. Yet they didn't talk about it a lot last night. They did mention when they were asked as they went off the air, before they finally went off the air, that the two main problems, the two most crucial things for the United States, was China and climate change. Except for one, de Blasio said Russia. Because Russia has been messing with our elections. Well, so has the Democrat Party, and so has China. No, it's Russia. CNN ranked the winners as Julian Castro, Lizzie Warren, and Cory Booker. And they saw the losers as Beto O'Rourke, Amy Klobuchar, and Bill de Blasio. And they also put on their loser section the NBC sound crew. Now, you know, that was comical. It was really comical. But anybody that's been in radio or in TV, they know that stuff happens. And it did happen. And it was kind of comical. And it was a little embarrassing. And that they did get it fixed. The losers, in my opinion, are the American people. That we've taken such an apathetic participation in our own government, our own nation, that we have come to the socialist clowns running for the highest office and promising to put the final coffin in the independence of this nation. Free stuff for everyone. We'll get the money from the corporations. We're going to tax them after we put them out of business. We're going to tax them. Nothing they say makes any kind of sense. There is no common sense in believing you can give free to everyone. Now, Elizabeth Warren, in her defense, which I very seldom will defend Elizabeth Warren, she did go off on health care. But their idea of fixing health care is not about health care. It's all about insurance. So why don't they break it down as to why it costs so much to have an X-ray, to have an MRI? Why don't they break it down as to why it costs so much to go to the hospital? While you're charged big bucks for little things, why don't they break that down? Why don't they figure that out? Well, let me tell you. Because somebody else is telling people what to charge. Now, who could that be? Somebody in office, far, far away from where you're seeing your doctor, is telling that doctor what he can and cannot do to treat you or to even diagnose you. So it's not health care that they're managing. It's money that they're managing. But they won't say that. It's all about how the insurance costs. And we have to have insurance because the health care is so high. Well, why is the health care so high? But they won't look into that. They won't go that far. Doing away with all insurance companies, as much as I don't like insurance, is not going to fix the health care problem, because you're going to have one provider then, and that's going to be the federal government. No competition. One of them last night said that President Donald Trump should order doctors to go to the border to take care of those children. I couldn't hardly believe what they were saying sometimes. President Donald Trump should order the doctors here in the United States of America to drop what they're doing with the children we have and head down to the border to give examinations and help those children. He should order the doctors to go down there. And they call him a tyrant. What is it that they really are proposing for you? Socialist, social programs. We've already been well into socialism in this country. If we believe that the government should take our money and then give us programs so we can afford things like education, like health care, then you know something? We almost deserve it. We almost deserve it. Opening up the phone lines today, I've kind of neglected you this week, and I didn't do it intentionally. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. The topic is the presidential debate, the Democrat presidential debate. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, VacuPack.com. That's VacuPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Mike in Arizona. He apparently watched the presidential debate last night. Mike, how are you doing today? Are you there, Mike? Did we lose Mike? All right, we lost. Say again. Okay, we lost Mike. Mike, if you're listening, give us a call back at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, NBC broke it down a little differently than CNN. And NBC said that Blasio was a winner last night. They didn't give one winner or one loser. They gave several. And de Blasio, in what I was seeing, was he was the biggest interrupter. He was always trying to interrupt. I guess that's how you get attention. And but it says here in their piece that his candidacy has been dismissed as something of a joke, but de Blasio soared over the low bar set for him. He interrupted more than anyone else. I see, I told you. But tempered that the aggression with effective personal stories about his father. Well, he did. He did talk about his father the one time, and it was very moving. And you know what I thought? Walking in somebody else's shoes. You know, we tend to judge these people. Whether they tell the truth or not is another situation. But you think, how were they raised? You know? You wonder about that. So de Blasio made his play, and he got noticed by interrupting people. They had Tim Ryan of Ohio as a loser. He said, not the strongest night when your most memorable moment was defending the unpopular U.S. military presence in Afghanistan. Of course, he got called out by Tulsi Gabbard because he claimed the wrong Taliban. He got the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda all mixed up. And she was quick to correct him on that, which made her look stronger. So he was kind of put in a corner by her. They had Julian Castro as a winner in clashing with Beto O'Rourke and displaying his own command of policy issues. You know, the one that I consider the biggest joke, in my opinion, other than de Blasio's he's the mayor of New York. He thinks he's king or something. But Beto O'Rourke is the one that I get a big kick out of. I don't take him seriously at all. I think he was a loser last night. He started out with his first question, I believe it was, and he started answering it in Spanish rather than in English, proving his diversity, I suppose, and reaching out to those Spanish-speaking Americans or voters. So Castro, they had him down as a winner because he did clash with Beto O'Rourke. I thought Beto looked a little uncomfortable. He didn't have a table to stand on. Maybe they could have given him just a shorter podium and put a little step stool back there so he could feel a little better. I thought, and Rudy, my good sidekick here, he thought so too, that the commentators or the moderators or whatever you're going to call them, participators in the debate, they seem to favor Cory Booker. He got a lot of time, and they have him down as a winner here from NBC. His presidential run might finally start to get off the ground after a performance in which he spoke more than anyone else saw spikes of interest on social media. I think it's funny how they're judging all this by how many Google searches they get. And we had the news earlier this week that Google's going to control those searches. They're going to control what goes out in order to control the elections. Kind of like Russia, don't you think? Kind of like Russia. So I guess Russia can't use Google anymore, and they can't use Facebook anymore. Elizabeth Warren, they had her down as a winner. And I will say she stood her own ground. She did well. But she always blah, 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 blah. She always talks well. She always talks the talk. Most of them talk the talk. None of them walk the walk. They don't believe a word they're saying. If they believed that climate change was the biggest threat to this nation, you'd see them stop taking airplane trips, especially private ones. You'd see them maybe only have one home instead of four or five. All right. Then they go on here at NBC, and former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke, they had him down as a loser because he served as a piñata for several of the other candidates, with de Blasio challenging his defense of private health care, health insurance, not health care. They never say private health care because that means you. Private health insurance. In other words, not government-owned. So they went after him. They also had Amy Klobuchar as a loser. She underperformed, it said, despite a few strong lines about her Uncle Dick and his guns. That's when they got off on the gun control. They weren't going to hurt Uncle Dick because he's a hunter. We don't want to take his gun. We want to make sure to have serial and model number and know which closet he keeps it in. Okay, that was my interpretation. And they had, as a winner, and I thought, you know, I hadn't heard much out of her. She spoke very strong. She acted like she knew what she was talking about. That was Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. Seized an opportunity to highlight her military experience in Afghanistan and her signature anti-intervention foreign policy views without being tainted by her past sympathetic comments on Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. Also, they almost backed her up, on her previous stance on gay marriages, on same-sex marriages. But she said, you know, I've grown up. She was raised in a Christian home that had values that believed in the sanctity of marriage, but she's gone on from that. She's grown up. But one thing she said that I think we all should take note of, she said that President Donald Trump should go back to the Iran deal instead of pulling out. And I'm wondering, well, should we go ahead and send them another couple of billion dollars, too? I mean, do we need to pay them some more money? Are they running out? Washington's Governor Jay Inslee, he had a big smile. They put him down as a loser on his face when he finally got to address climate change about three-quarters of the way through the debate, but his presence was rarely felt otherwise. Now, we had an article about him earlier this week when he was talking about climate change and what he was going to do. And we have Mike back on the line. Mike, how are you doing today?
Yes, I am doing fine, Beth Ann. You had started off, you were talking about the debate, and then you had branched off into health.
Yeah.
Yes, and discussing the part about the health care and why it's so expensive. One of the things, because I've worked in the hospital industry for 20 years, that one of the reasons, and especially the maternity wards, it's because the illegals come in here and have their babies, and then they skip out on the bill. Also, I noticed on this pre-debate, they had came out and said something about paying homage to this father and this daughter that had drowned in the Rio Grande. Mm-hmm. And that was okay, I guess. I'm not sure what that had to do, because then they could beat up on the president.
Because, yeah, it was the president's fault that this guy did that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But what they failed to mention last week, I'm not sure exactly, it was sometimes earlier this month, maybe around the 8th, 9th, 10th or so, I'm pretty sure it was in Virginia, there was a 14-year-old girl. She was beat to death with a baseball bat and a machete, and it was three teens from El Salvador. There was two males and one female, and they had already been previously deported. They had come back in here as migrant children and stuff. So I notice how they're very selective on how they present the human interest side of it. It's always, they drowned trying to come to America, but we got these other ones that came here illegally, and now they're murdering people in the United States. And I think part of this deal is because I don't think any of them really think that they can actually win against President Trump, but maybe it has to do with name recognition for 2024 election.
That could be. Can you hang on, Mike? We're headed into a break. Can you hang on? We can discuss this a little more when we come back. All right.
Sure.
We're going to come back in just a little bit, and we've got Mike on the line. If you want to chime in on the debates from last night, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You know we get to do it again tonight. Oh, boy. And we will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go back to the phone lines. We've got Mike on the line. Mike's kind of sounds like he's a man after my own heart here. Mike, you said you've worked in the hospital in the medical field, and I did for a short time. And I know that somebody else tells everybody what to charge for certain things. And, yes, I know that there are people getting free, and that makes it more expensive for the rest of us who are paying the bill. But nobody ever brings any of that up. And, that's something that I don't even want to listen to them when they talk about health care, because they're not really talking about health care. They're talking about insurance. So what's your opinion on that part of it?
Okay, well, back is about in the mid-1980s, they started this thing called DRG, Diagnostic Related Groups. And working in the intensive care unit and out in the Southwest, you have a lot of these retirement places and cardiologists, people, elderly people oftentimes have heart problems and stuff.
Right.
And the doctor, he's pretty upset because, he's talking to somebody on the telephone back in some call center in fill-in-blank city, and most likely only has a high school education, and they're dictating to the doctor on how long this patient can stay in the hospital. And he's pretty upset because they have absolutely no idea about the condition of the patient and any other problems that run along with having heart attacks and stuff. And he was pretty upset about that, and it's just grown from there. It starts off real easy and sounds good, like socialized medicine, and can't we all, you know, everybody deserves this. And it's the classic example of the camel's nose under the tent, because it's like a cancer. It metastasizes. It starts off real friendly, and then it just changes and changes and changes into something else until it's just out of control.
It's kind of like when you do buy your insurance, and next thing you know, the premium's gone up, and it's not what you purchased. And I don't think that should be allowed, because I think it's a contract when you buy it. But that's just Beth's opinion. But I know when I was in the field, I was just a receptionist in a medical building. It was a clinic of, there was 13 doctors in that. It was internal medicine consultants. And we had all kinds of docs in there. And I was there when Hillary was fixing health care. And she came up with the brilliant idea of the HMOs and the PPOs. Well, it sounds good if you only got to pay $10. They can do whatever you want. But also, the doctors were only allowed to do certain things. So this doctor had been seeing you all your life. He knew your history. He knew what was going on. And you have a characteristic of this certain ailment or whatever the case may be. You constantly get bladder infections or urinary tract infections. And so instead of starting at the beginning, he knows he needs to jump ahead with you and go to the next level for treatment. But he's not allowed to do that under the HMOs and the PPOs, because he's got to go back to the guy behind the desk, and the desk guy is saying, no, you got to start out with the minimal treatment before you go to the maximum treatment. And so I know that took place, which meant you had to go to the doctor more often. You couldn't just go and say, hey, I've got this problem. You can't just call in and say, hey, I've got it again, doc. Can you send me the medicine? That was no longer allowed. And so they're managing the money as well as your how you get cared for. And it's all of a sudden your doctor and you have less and less say about your treatments. But none of these candidates for president or senators or representatives that keep screaming and complaining about health care costs ever mention any of that. And how it confused people, especially the elderly people that were coming in. All of a sudden, they couldn't see the same doctor. They couldn't do this. They couldn't do that. And it was so confusing to them. Even the governor of Missouri, he signed it all over to the people who were working for the state. He signed them all off on this new insurance stuff, which meant he was on it too. And he marches into that clinic where I worked. And I had to take him back to talk to my good friend. And she had to explain to him, you can't get your blood work done here anymore without paying out of your pocket. And the doctors let him go that time. But he didn't come back. And for that, he still saw the same doctor. So, you know, I know I'm rattling on, but those are things that bother me that they don't talk about anymore. They don't even mention it.
Well, go ahead, Mike. Seems to be quite a few things that they don't want to talk about. They'll want to, you know, make it sound all good and everybody deserves it and gets everybody nodding yes. And, that, you know, Barack Obama said with Obamacare, if you like your doctor, you keep your doctor. And we know that's a big fat lie. And there's a lot of this other stuff. You know, the news media sits here and picks and chooses exactly which stories, like this one about this drowning down here in the Rio Grande. But unless some of this stuff is, you know, localized, that's usually only where you hear about these things. And this might not actually fit in with our conversation today about healthcare and the debate and stuff. But just as a prime example, there's two things that one of them happened in Philadelphia last week or so, somewhere around the 18th or it, and in a port facility in Philadelphia, there was a Connex, a great big shipping container, and it was found to have $1 billion of cocaine in it. And you would think that that would be newsworthy, but of course we can talk about everything else. And then earlier, it was either late last month or right at the beginning of this month, there was a presidential candidate down from Honduras or maybe Guatemala, and he had asked the Sinaloa cartel to kill his rivals, the other people that were running for president, and also asked them to supply him with $10 million for his campaign. And the he'd fly frequently from Guatemala up to Miami, and he was arrested in Miami for drug running, weapons charges, and money laundering. And that was, you know, that was at the Department of Justice's website of about, you know, his indictment and his charges and all this other stuff. And once again, you know, you would think that with the media talking everything they have about the border and the conditions and separating the families and all that stuff, that we just never seem to hear about these things. Because I know you can go like to the Department of Justice's website at their press releases, and they report on this stuff all the time. So ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, they all have access to that information, but for some reason, you know, you can lie through omission or you can lie through commission, and they are clearly lying through omission. And
you know,
I
heard that last night on the, and it upset me on the debate, and I don't remember which candidate brought this up, but they were talking about the children at the border. And they were talking about how they don't get their diapers changed, and they don't get fed, and they don't get their hair combed, and they don't get bathed, and they don't get, I mean, they were just going on and on and on. And I know that that's not 100% true. They may not be getting the care that they would if they were in my home, but they don't seem to worry about the American children and what's going on. Like you said, the young girl there that was murdered. Viciously murdered, and they don't seem to care about that. But I have seen some of these other shows that are showing this. Of course, they all want you to see a certain thing. I understand that. But Laura Ingraham went down there, and she was actually shocked at the facilities and what they have for these illegal immigrants coming in here. And they were really, really nice. And I don't understand, and we're just about out of time, I'm going to have to let you go. I don't understand why Wayfair's people are going to boycott Wayfair because they're selling furniture, beds, for the camps there on the border to take care of these children. Well, they don't want them in the camps, so they're going to boycott Wayfair because they're selling the beds for them. Would they rather have them in on the ground? I mean, this makes absolutely no sense. It's like biting off your nose to spite your face. But anyway, Mike, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today. I appreciate that. We're headed into a break. We have Tim from Iowa holding, and he's been very patient with me. Thank you, Tim. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about the candidates' debate last night, the Democrat candidates. I found it to be cold. It's a cold message to me when they start talking about all these socialistic programs and how it's going to be free this and free that. We're going to go to Tim in Iowa. Tim, how are you doing today?
Great. Great, Beth. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Awesome. Hey, I didn't get to see the debate, but I'm kind of amazed how NBC can seem to afford to spare two nights of primetime TV to put on. Well, I guess I'd call this a horse and pony show, but then that'd be insulting horses and ponies. So, but I'm just amazed. You know, for years around here, we'd have candidate events, and like, say it was Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump show up on the radio. Donald Trump's going to be so-and-so at 8 o'clock. The Democratic candidates would be so-and-so is going to be there at 8 o'clock, park in the blue lot, and we'll have shuttle buses for you and everything. They'd give you all the details, and they'd never give details on the Republican candidates at all when you had them on the radio for announcements. So I'm amazed they were able to spare two nights of prime time for these guys.
I'm wondering what how their ratings went last night and what they'll be tonight. Tonight, you know, Biden will be there tonight, Joe. And so we'll see how he holds up with if he can stay awake to pay for
the debate. Remember, you know, when Republicans had 20 candidates, they put them all on stage at once.
Well, no, we had too many. We had some that were on previously. Some of them didn't.
Oh, yeah, they did that for a little while. But,
yeah, they did. Until they slowly dropped off, and then they had them all on.
Yeah, but,
yeah,
exactly.
They didn't have all 17 up there.
Yeah, yeah. It was just, but yeah, I think Trump's main competition is going to be the Republican establishment. I don't see anything in the whole field.
I think you're right.
That's going to be any kind of
threat. I think you're absolutely right. And I think last night when they gave him, well, you know, the question during the debate, what would you do the first day you're president, and what they were saying they were going to do, and I just kind of laughed, ha, 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 because that isn't going to happen. There's no way that's going to happen. And but their question then at the end as to what they thought the main problem in America was, that the United States was dealing with, the greatest threat, and all of them said climate change, tells me they're not in sync with the American people, but they're still pushing that agenda, pushing it and pushing it, trying to shove it down our throats. And the American people are tired of it. They're just sick and tired of it. And that's not their main concern.
Yeah. Tom Steyer's got a lot of money invested in that climate change and other guys like him.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm going to let you go. I got one more caller I need to get to before I get off the air. Thank you, Tim. We have Michelle from Missouri. Michelle, how are you today?
Good, thanks. I just heard something. I was listening to bot radio last night. It's called the Washington Watch, and there was a guy named Mel Brooks of Alabama. I think he was a senator, but he said because of the Democrats' policy on the adults that come to the border with a child to gain entry, that's what they've put in their policies, that the drug cartels are now trafficking children out,
right,
and then to gain entry, the illegal aliens, so that they can get, once they get to the border and they have a child with them, they can sign up for medical and subsidies, and then they're instructed where to drop the child off after that, and they're taken back across the border, and they're used again like a rental car.
Right, right. And they are, of course, yes, last night, if you watch the debate, they were blaming the drowning of the father and daughter coming across the river. They blame that on President Donald Trump. The American people know better. I hope that they know better. There's one group of people that make the laws, and that's Congress. And they refuse to do anything, good or bad, with those laws. They will not do anything. And so, like I have said before, Michelle, they don't care about those kids. They don't care about our kids. They care about the almighty dollar. And somehow, some way, they are profiting from what's going on. They're profiting through the Chamber of Commerce and the lobbyists. They're helping them with their campaigns. And they're profiting. I'm thinking they're profiting with the drug running. I just can't. And the trafficking.
It's to water down who's here so that the people who are coming here that are illegal aliens, that they're more likely, and they're hoping to get the population so big that the Democrats will have a big win, because all these illegal aliens, they're trying to get them to be able to vote so that our vote doesn't count anymore. It's all about the Dems.
Somebody made the point this week that how deceiving it is that there are some coming across this border because things aren't good in their country and the rule of law doesn't stand and they don't feel safe. So they're coming to this country because we have a rule of law and they think they're going to be safe. But it would appear that the Democrat Party and the RINOs and the Republicans that are making money off all this too, they're trying to do away with that rule of law. So they're not going to be any better off here eventually if they go the Democrat way, particularly the socialist way, than they were in the country they came from.
I don't know if it was on your show or some other show, but they said, well, why don't you just give them a gun at the border and send them back home so they can...
Yeah, we said that here. Yeah, let them go get their own country back. That's what we had to do.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks.
Well, thank you, Michelle. You know that's why they don't want us to have guns, too. Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it.
They don't.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Bye. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. You know, tonight will be the second Democratic national debate. They're going to count it down. What is there, like 23 of these candidates altogether, something like that? There was 10 or 12 on the stage last night. 10. Rudy's holding up his fingers, and I'm supposed to count them. And, you know, Joe Biden will be there tonight. He's the front runner. He's the one that so many are laying their money on. But what I hear, and the reason I say it's a cold message, is because it has nothing to do with freedom. Free, yes, but not freedom. They want you to have everything free. Well, there's nothing free. Surely we've got enough education and common sense to know that. So tonight, it'll be another cold message of what they're going to do and how much they hate President Donald Trump and what they're going to do to win your vote by giving you free education. They're going to tax the rich, but you never hear them say they're going to give it to the poor. They're just going to give you free stuff. They're not out to tax the rich and give to the poor. Corporations, they don't pay a tax. Maybe on paper, but you absorb the cost. You, the consumer. You, the citizen. You absorb the cost every time. The Democrats can't work it with socialism. The Republicans can't work it with globalism. They need to bring it back to the foundation. Bring it back to common sense. We need to make them stop this mess and chaos. We can protect people at the border. We can protect those who are trying to come to this nation. But not this way. You and I, we need to wise up. Watch the Democrat debate tonight. And let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.